हरे कृष्ण जय राधा माधव जय कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ जय गिरिवर धारी जय यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन जमुना तीरावन चारी जय राधा माधव जय कुंज बिहारी हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
जय विष्णुपाद परमहंस प्रियराजकाचार्य अष्टोदश श्रीमद इज डिवाइन ग्रेस इसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्री प्रभुपाद की जय विष्णुपाद परमहंस प्रियराजकाचार्य अष्टोदश श्रीमद भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी श्री प्रभुपाद की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की नामाचार्य हरिदास ठाकुर की प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद की श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरिराज गोवर्धन की वृंदावन मथुरा धाम की मायापुर नवद्वीप धाम की जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की गंगा मैया जमुना मैया की हरिनाम संकीर्तन की समवेत गौर भक्त वृंद की गौर प्रेमानंदे ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल डिवोटीज All glories to Shri Guru and Shri Gauranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Reading from Canto 1, Chapter 9, Chapter entitled The Passing Away of Bhishma Dev, Text 4. Drushtva nipatitam bhumo. Drushtva nipatitam bhumo. Divyas achyutam ivamaram. Divaschutam ivamaram. Pranamemu pandava bhishmam. Pranemu pandava bhishmam. Sangu saha chakrina. Sanuga saha chakrina. Drushtvani patitam bhumo. Devachutam ivamaram. Pranemu pandava bhishmam. Sanuga saha chakrina. Drishtvani patitam bhumo. Devachutam imamaram. Pranemu pandava bhishmam. Sanuga saha chakrina. Matajis, word to word, Drishtva, thus seeing, Nipatitam, lying down, Bhumo, on the ground, Divaha, from the sky, Chutam, fallen, Eva, like, Amaram, demigod, Pranemu, bow down. Pandava, the sons of Pandu. Bhishmam, unto Bhishma. Sa Anugaha, with the younger brothers. Saha, also with Chakrina, the Lord, carrying the disc. Translation purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. Seeing him, Bhishma, lying on the ground like a demigod fallen from the sky, the Pandava, King Yudhishthir, along with his younger brothers and Lord Krishna, bowed down before him. Purport. Lord Krishna was also a younger cousin of Maharaj Yudhishthir, as well as intimate friend of Arjuna. But all the family members of the Pandavas knew Lord Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Lord, although conscious of his supreme position, always behaved in a humanly custom, and so he also bowed down before dying Bhishma Dev, as if he were one of the younger brother of King Yudhishthir. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Nama Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sakrajatam Sahagana Dalitam Sahagana Tam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namosute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Prasya Krupa Sindhu Bhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyatya Deshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. So the translation says, seeing him, Bhishma, lying on the ground like a demigod fallen from the sky, the Pandava, King Yudhishthir, along with his younger brothers and Lord Krishna, bowed down before him. So this verse talks about Lord Krishna So this verse talks about Lord Krishna acting like a younger brother of Yudhishthira Maharaj and carrying out the duties as like a, one of the family member, bowing down before Bhishmadev along with everyone. So in a Bhagavad Gita, it says, Name Parthasti Kartavyam Trishulokeshu Kinchana. There is, it looks like he is following the, in this verse, looks like he is following the duty of a family member. But in Bhagavad Gita it says, Name Prarthasti Kartavyam. There is no work prescribed for me, Lord Krishna is saying. Trishulokeshu Kinchana. Within the three, all these three planetary systems, there is no duties as such prescribed for me. So somebody, is there a want of something, he needs to put up certain dutiful act. Like if somebody need to work hard to fulfill his desires, to maintain his family, the demands of his own body and necessities. And then when he works hard, the employer pays him proper salary as per the performance of his dutiful act. So, wanting of something, one has to undergo, one has to perform certain duties under certain conditions and under certain regulations. But here, Lord Krishna says further in the verse that he is not in need to meet certain of his demand or that's why he's not acting. He's not acting for any of that cause. But then question arises, why is he acting then? Right? So he says in that verse, nor am I in a want of anything, nor I am in a need of anything. Yet, I am engaged in the prescribed duties. So why is he carrying out these duties? It says, yadyadacharati shreshtras tattadevetarachana sayat pramanam kurute lokastad anuvartate. So it says, whatever action a great man perform, common man follow. And whatever standards he set, by his exemplary act, all the world pursues. So, just to set an example for common men to follow, he does these duties, like here. Now, does it mean that we should follow whatever Krishna carries out? So, what is to be followed and what is not to be followed? What is to be followed is called as acharan or anusaran. And what is not to be followed is that Krishna's act which we cannot imitate. Those things we cannot follow. So what does it mean? Let's discuss this. Anusaran and anukaran. So Prabhupada writes into the purport, he says, note carefully that although we have to follow in the footsteps of the Lord, we still have to remember that we cannot imitate Him. Following and imitating are not on the same level. We cannot imitate the Lord by lifting the Govardhan Hill, as the Lord did in His childhood. It is impossible for any human being to do so. So we have to follow his instructions. So Srila Prabhupada, in this section, he quotes one verse wherein he says, that verse says, one cannot imitate, like what? Drinking poison by Lord Shiva. One cannot imitate. If one try to imitate them, he will be destroyed. Lord actually warns them. He says, Naita samacharet jatu. That means one should not imitate. Samacharet. So, it does not matter how much one spent so much time into gymnasium, but he cannot lift the Govardhan Hill. We cannot imitate that. And we cannot imitate his Rasila pastime also. What we should follow is Tesham yasva vacho yuktam buddhimam sat samacharet. So what we should follow is svavacho yuktam. So following those instructions which are consistent with his words. His acts which are consistent with his words. Svavacho yuktam. So the intelligent pupil, buddhimam sat samachare. Intelligent pupil should do anusaran and acharan of the scriptures. Of his words. So Srila Prabhupada was once asked by one of the disciples, and he asked him, did Lord Ramachandra eat meat? And Prabhupada said, Lord can eat you and this whole universe also. So actually people want to eat meat, and that's why they just want there to get a justification, just a rubber stamp, just to imitate. They want somewhere like this, did Lord Ramachandra ate meat, just to justify their act. So acharati actually means following. Following means following the instructions of Lord. Prabhupada further says, Lord Krishna ate fire in his lila of eating forest fire. He devoured all the forest fire. Can we eat fire? We cannot imitate that, right? So, this act, does it qualify his svavacho yuktam? Svavacho yuktam, is it consistent with the instructions? Did Lord Krishna ask to offer fire into his bhoga plate? Do we offer in a bhoga plate of fire? No, we never. So, Krishna has never instructed to offer fire to give him as a eating bhoga. Rather, he has clearly stated, patram pushpam phalam toyam. So that is the difference between a imitation and following. Imitation is just like a just copycat formula, and a following in the sense following the instructions. So actual dharma means, dharma is we have to simply follow his order. That is dharma. And adharma is one who tries to imitate Lord Krishna. That is called as adharma. Here Krishna, Lord Krishna is offering obeisances and respect to Bhishma Dev, bowing down to him. So, as a duty of a family member, he is bowing down. He is teaching by his example to offer the respect. So, this is something which we have to apply that. He is setting as an example for all of us. So, another time in a Prabhupada quotes in a purport of Indra offending Brahaspati. Therein, Prabhupada quotes in those verses where Indra doesn't get up from his seat though he sees Brahaspati is coming into the Sabha. So there Prabhupada quotes into the purport. He says, Lord Krishna was also sitting on a throne once, and Narad Muni fortunately came into that assembly. So as soon as Lord Krishna saw the great exalted sage Narad Muni coming in, he stood up, he got up from his seat and offered respectful obeisances to Narad Muni. So that is where again Lord Krishna is showing by his example how to respect. So today we'll talk about respect. As Lord Krishna is teaching by his example, to cultivate respect. So any society or any culture has to be based upon some culture, and that culture has to be culture of respect. So the elevation of society depends upon how much the level of respect it carries out within his members. So Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu talks about Trinadapi Suni Chena Tarorapi Saishnuna Amanina Manadena Kirtanya Sadahari. Bhaktivinoda Thakur So Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives these instructions, and even all our acharyas talks about these instructions, and they have instructed us to take this sutra as Trinadapi Suni Chena and wrap it around our neck like a kantimala. That means incorporate this into our daily dealings. So in this Srimad Bhagavatam verse, Lord is offering respect to Bhishma Dev. And also, the instruction given by Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is to respect all, amanina manadena, and nothing expect in a return. So that means it confirms a svavacho yuktam, the act and the instructions are consistent. Therefore, this is something which we need to follow. This act of Lord is something which we need to follow. Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes into one of his songs that very much reflect this Trinadapi Suni Chena Sutra. He writes into that song, Gurudev Krupa Bindu Diya Karoi Dase Trinapeka Atihina. So, Gurudev Krupa Bindu Diya. When can we understand that Gurudev is giving a Krupa Bindu? When somebody has this what? Trinapeka Atihina. Somebody exhibits the humility as like a blade of a grass. So here, what this song says? Gurudev Krupa Bindu Diya Karo Idase Trinapeka Atihina. Please make me humble like a blade of a grass. Sakala Sahane Bala Diya Koro Nijamane Spruhahina. Give me strength to tolerate. बल दिया करो फ्री फ्रॉम द पर्सनल ऑनर निज मने स्पृहाहीन. सो फ्री मी फ्रॉम दिस डिजायर फॉर द पर्सनल ऑनर. सो दैट इज गिव मी टॉलरेंस एंड नॉट एक्सपेक्टिंग रिस्पेक्ट फ्रॉम एनीबडी. सकले सम्मान कोरिते शक्ति देहो नाथ जता जत. सकले सम्मान, सकले मीन्स टू एवरी वन, ऑफरिंग रिस्पेक्ट. सम्मान कोरिते शक्ति. सो द टू इंपॉर्टेंट वर्ड हियर इज शक्ति एंड जता जत. शक्ति मीन्स पावर. प्लीज गिव मी द पावर टू अंडरस्टैंड. जता जत इन द सेंस एप्रोप्रिएटली. पावर टू लेट मी अंडरस्टैंड हुम टू ऑफर द रिस्पेक्ट and how much the respect should be offered appropriately. Tabe to gaibo harinama sukhe aparat hobe hata. And then only I will be able to chant Kirtanya Sadari happily. Harinama sukhe, happily I will be able to chant holy names aparat hobe hata, without any offenses. So what is the mercy of Guru? If one could chant the holy names, not just chanting, but happily without the offenses. So for that, one has to apply this formula of humility, tolerance, giving respect, right, into his life. Respecting, more specifically, respecting appropriately. If one has to offer respect to some, if one is offering respect to somebody, he will like to serve him humbly. And in due course, whatever the service, what are the trials and tribulations comes, he will tolerate that. So that is a formula. That is a link between a tolerance, humility and respect. But if one loses the respect for somebody because some negativity creeps in, then no question of there could be humility or tolerance. Even some good beneficial advice for coming to him, he will take it as a otherwise. So, respect in this material world is generally based upon artha and kama. Somebody who has a lot of wealth is very well respected. Or somebody who has a power, who has a control to fulfill his desires and to gratify the senses, right? He is respected. But this respect is very much based upon a selfish idea, a selfish gain. So Srila Prabhupada writes in the purport, again in the same verse where Indra is offending Brihaspati, he says, and he talks about the current civilization, which is based upon the earth and karma, respect based upon earth and karma. He says, a civilization in which the people do not know how the representative of Narada and Krishna should be respected, how society should be formed and how one should advance in Krishna consciousness. A society concerned only with manufacturing new cars and new skyscrapers every year and then breaking them into pieces and making new ones. Maybe technologically very advanced, such a society could be technologically very advanced, but it is not a human civilization. A human civilization is advanced when its people follow the society. And the society means there is a glue of a society, the respect. The society where as per the position, everyone is respected. So modern society is very much degrading because their valuation of offering respect is based upon just a wealth and a control. The value system is based upon the selfish gain. So, I only offer a respect to somebody if I have some gain from it, or at the most it doesn't interfere with my sets of enjoyment. That's what the modern society, the respect stands for. Here, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is writing here as a jatha jatha, respecting appropriately, that we will discuss. So, appropriately in the sense, offering respect considering the person's position. So, what does that mean? Let's say, if somebody goes into the jungles and he sees a tiger is approaching. Now, sakale sammana, he has to offer respect to everyone. Does that mean he should offer obeisances. Vanchakalpataru. By that time, the tiger will come close. And in return, he will not say Vanchakalpataru Brasha. He will say Mahaprasade Govinde. So, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he says, he writes into Chaitanya Shikshamrit. He writes, Maryada. Maryada means respect. Offering respect, considering a person's status. And he talks about different Maryada. Progressively describes the different Maryadas. So the first one is Nara Maryada. In a modern context, we understand is a being human. Nara Maryada, being human. So the importance of a human form of life. So Rishabhdev says, Nayam Deho Deha Bhajam Naraloke. So he says, my dear boys, of all the living entities, one who have accepted the material bodies in this world, specifically human form, Naraloke, one who has awarded this human form of life, they should not just engage like animals. They should not just looking for the sense gratifications. And specifically mentioned is Nurleke, human, Nuraloke, that is a human form of life, is not among the animal life. It is distinguished from the animal life. So let's say, who can purchase some branded car like a Audi? One who has a money, that much wealth to pay for it. Right? The fact that the soul is awarded this human form of life, it means he has paid for it. That means his past karma. After going through the all kinds of different animalistic species or different species, he got this rare human form of life. Vedic scripture says that what is the possibility of getting a human form of life? Like in an ocean, if there is a wooden log floating in the ocean, and it has a hole in the center, what is the possibility that a tortoise pulls out his head in the ocean and that head comes exactly into this wooden log floating in the ocean and gets stuck into that wooden log hole? So how rare is that possibility? And that's how rare is this human form of life. So what does the rarity indicates to us? So example, like if somebody is having a diamond, is very well respected. Now, diamond is probably, we don't understand. But let's say, okay, I will give you an example of when we were going into the December marathon in book distribution. So, we used to show the books in the local trains, we used to show the books to the people based upon which kind of mobile they have. If they are using that, so earlier, this was like 5-10 years back, you know. So if they were using that keypad mobile, then we used to pull out, okay, small books. Probably we'll take a small books. And someone who is having a smartphone, then we pull out some big books. And one time my partner said, and indicated me, iPhone. So this person carries iPhone. Oh, I said iPhone. I immediately unzipped my bag and was looking for a maha big book. iPhone, that means something big has to be given. So, if somewhere is iPhone, then it's a Mahabig book. Of course, this judging this way, we proved many times it was not a good strategy. But the point I'm driving is, if in a local trains, someone who looks very ordinary, but as he pulls out his phone, and that happens to be iPhone, everyone surrounding him used to be very much respecting him, start immediately being polite with him, and their behavior was so much changed and became refined. So that time iPhone was very rare and was very valued, right? So immediately what happened? Anyone carrying it, immediately the pupil's response was changed. They became very respectful towards him. The same way, someone who has paid for something rare and valuable commodity, he earns the respect. Same way, in getting a valuable and a rare human form of life, one should earn the respect. So, nar maryada, he should be respected, respecting them as a human. So, one time, Srila Prabhupada was in a zoo in a Bhuvaneshwar, and he was along with his, during his morning walk, he was along with his all his disciples and sannyasi disciples. So one of the sannyasi started with his sannyas rod, sannyas rod, he started poking to lion. And Prabhupada said immediately, don't do that. He is a king of a jungle. Be respectful. So right now lion was in certain conditions. He was behind those bars. He was put into certain conditions. But we should not forget his position as a king. So same way, he has his own potential. As soon as he comes out of that, he can show his potential, right? But right now, he's bound by certain conditions. So we should respect his potential. That's what Prabhupada meant to say. So same way, there's a verse in 11th canto. It says, Tasma deham imam latva jnana vijnana sambhavam. Tasma deham. Therefore, having achieved this human form of life, what? Jnana vijnana sambhavam. Which allows one to develop the full knowledge. Jnana and vijnana. It allows to develop the full knowledge and self-realization. So that is a potential everybody carries. As a human form, everybody carries. So, we should respect that potential. So Srila Prabhupada, as he says, respect this potential. Somebody who has a human form of life. Like in the lion, he was put into certain condition. There may be a lot of human beings around us, people around us, who are into certain conditions, but we should respect them. Because everybody carries that potential. Srila Prabhupada also respected this potential. So that's why, when he was staying in a Bowery place, amongst all the drug addicts and hippies, even to them, he shared Krishna consciousness. He gave them jnana and he gave them facility for the vijnana going at their levels. Same way we see, Lord Krishna is giving, when Putana came, Putana is like very uncivilized. Amongst all humans, she is very uncivilized. Why? Because she was killing the small children. But even to her, Lord Krishna saw just one thing, that she had a desire to serve me, feed me milk. So even that small desire, Krishna respected her desire. So that such an uncivilized human being, and Krishna awarded such a greatest, highest planet of the spiritual world. And gave her the position of a dhatri. So amongst the human, there are varieties of human species. So in the verse, Namam Dushkritano Muda, Prabhadyante Naradhama, Maya Pratagyana, Asurim Bhavam Ashrita. In this verse, Prabhupada quotes, in the section, specifically of Naradhama section, Prabhupada writes there, out of so many different species of living beings, 4 lakh human species, there are 4 lakh human species. Out of these, there are numerous lower forms of human form of life that are mostly uncivilized. And Prabhupada further gives the, what is the definition of civilized? He says, the civilized human beings are those who have a regulative principle of social, political and religious life. So, those are called as, those who have these principles adopted of social, political and religious life, they are called to be civilized. Gandhiji was once asked about the Western civilization. He was asked, a reporter asked him, what are your thoughts on a Western culture? And Gandhiji promptly replied, it's a good idea. Western civilization, Western culture. So, civilized human being to be more respected than any other human beings. And that goes to the second. The first was a nar maryada. More than that is a sabhyata maryada, that means civilized human being, has to be respected more. So, what does that mean? Those who are following certain regulation. So, Prabhupada, he says into one verse, purport, he says, at present moment, practically the entire world is afraid of rogues and non-devotees. Therefore, this Krishna conscious movement is started to save the world from irreligious principles. As devotees follow regulative principles, what are these regulative principles? No meat eating, no intoxication, no gambling, no illicit sex. If everybody follows and cooperate to follow this regulative principle, Prabhupada says, it will bring about the actual peace and happiness in this world. So that is the civilizations. How can we differentiate, from a general mass, what is a civilized, who are civilized? So uncivilized will always inquire after, they will always run after the sense gratification. But the civilized being will have some sense of religiosity, some sense of religious life. And that's what, they have an ability to inquire about life. They have a higher intelligence to ponder over the goal of life. So, when Parikshit Maharaj was asking the question about life, Shukadeva Goswami appreciated his inquiry very much. And he says, this kind of inquiry is good for all the kind of people. He says, Vayan esha te prashna. Kruto loko hitam nirpa. Kruto loko hitam nirpa. This inquiry will be beneficial for all kinds of people. And what was the inquiring of Parikshit Maharaj? He was asking about what are the duties of a human being, and specifically somebody who is at the death. So he was actually inquiring about the higher purpose, the ultimate purpose of life. So in the episode of Churning Ocean, Samudra Manthan, demigod, as Mohini Murthy appears, demigods appear to be very well composed and sabhyata, as we are discussing sabhyata maryada. They appear to be very sabhya, sabhyata. And demons were very greatly agitated. So why did demigods show such a composed behavior? Because Lord actually instructed to these demigods, just before the churning, he said, be patient and peaceful while we cooperate and cooperate with these demons, while we ask for the cooperation from the demons. There will be many things will be generated from this ocean, like a kalakuta, poison will be generated, right? But do not be fearful. There could be wealth which will generate it, but don't be greedy. Don't be anxious to obtain certain things, and nor should you be angry. And Prabhupada writes there into purport. He says, actually, Lord is advising the demigods as you should not be greedy for any gems and for any beautiful woman, but to wait patiently for the nectar, because that's the purpose of the churning. So on appearance of Mohini Murthy, demon immediately started reacting based upon their instinct. That's like animalistic tendencies. But demigods behaved following regulations as told by Lord. This is a civilized society. So that's why one should respect such a civilized beings. More than this, sabhyata maryada is a somebody who is empowered or has some power. That is called as Raja Maryada. Even though power could be material, but it should be respected. Like any king or executive head should be respected. Because respecting them, our society can function properly. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Leela, Rupa Goswami has retired and he has left in the service of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sanatana Goswami also want to follow the path. But King Nawab Hussain Shah won't leave him. So at the pretext of bad health, he was sitting at home and was not going to attend his work. And at home, he called upon the learned scholars and brahmanas, and he was learning and discussing Srimad Bhagavatam with them. So when Nawab Hussain Shah learned about this, one day he suddenly appeared. And there he says, Pasha dekhiya sabe sambram uthaila, sambrame asana diya raja reva saila. As soon as he came in, all the brahmanas and Sanatan Goswami, they all stood up and respectfully gave him sitting place to honor him. And there, Prabhupada quotes, he says, although Nawab Hussain Shah was a Malecha Yavana, he was nonetheless governor of the country, and the learned scholar and Sanatan Goswami offered him the respect due a king as a governor or a governor. When a person occupies an exalted executive post, one should consider that he has acquired the grace of Lord. These are Prabhupada's words. So one should offer the respect to that governor because that post is like a grace of the Lord. Mamo teja amsha sambhavam. So Prabhupada said, this is just a fraction of Krishna's power. And Krishna says, tejas tejas vinaham. This power, he is the source of that power. So one should respect this executive heads. We see in Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, when he was preaching, and he opened up Gaudiya Math. So he called upon certain British executives and heads, and when they visited, he offered them chairs. Now this was very unconventional because everyone sit down in front of the deities or in front of a speaker on the Vyasasan. But he offered them the same level as a speaker, same level as on the chairs. So, why? Because they could not sit down. So, respecting them as an executive head, he gave them that higher seat. So, Rajamaryada, that not only goes for the executive heads, but also means the executive heads of this universe. That means even to the demigods, we should offer the proper respect. Ahead, more than that, Rajamaryada is a Divya Maryada. Now, Divya Maryada means offering respect to those who are panditas or scholars, learned scholars. So, a learned scholar has to be offered more respect than somebody just occupying certain post and position. So, Nectar of Devotion talks about this. So, offering respect, this means offering respect to the teachers. Nectar of Devotion talks about this. Krishna was receiving education from Sandipani Muni about the 64 arts and techniques. Now, these arts are mostly like of this world, material matters. Does Krishna need a teacher for that? Surely not. But Narad Muni explains, this is like a cloud carries the water, and that water, how the cloud is formed? Because of the water vapors of the ocean. So from the ocean, these water vapors, they make a cloud. So it is like this cloud is compared to the Brahmaji, who is the first recipient of the Vedas. Ocean is like the Lord Shri Krishna. And this Lord Brahma is the first recipient as like a cloud of this Vedic wisdom. And this cloud traverses to the mountains, different mountains. It carries the water to the one of the mountain known as Sandipani Muni. So he's carrying that wisdom to Sandipani Muni. Brahmaji giving the knowledge to Sandipani Muni. And then when he hits at the mountains, cloud hits at the mountains, it is in the form of rain. And that rain forms a stream, a river, right? So that stream of a river is like a Sandipani Muni's incessant flow of that speech where he is giving and speaking about this Vedic wisdom. And this river ultimately meets ocean. That means that knowledge which Sandipani Muni is giving the teaching back to Lord Shri Krishna is like offering the ocean's water back to the ocean. So that's like, you know, Sandipani Muni teaching to Krishna is like, but even despite that, you know, Lord Krishna offered respect to Sandipani Muni because he is a teacher. He was a teacher, he was teaching him certain arts and techniques, he offered him respect and submissively served him. So that's a Divya Maryada, offering respect to the learned scholars and the teachers. We see Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when he was in Jagannath Puri. That time, during his initial interaction with the Sarvam Bhattacharya, and Sarvam Bhattacharya said, you are a young sannyasi, how will you be able to maintain your sannyas? Let me teach you Vedanta Sutra. And for 7 days, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu submissively was just hearing all that Vedanta Sutra, all the Mayavadi Bhashya. Only when he was asked, then he spoke. So till then, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu respected him as a learned scholar. So that's a Divya Maryada. Next, progressively ahead, next level is Sadguna Maryada. That means somebody who has a learned, that's a Divya Maryada, but is not following in a, not having a good qualities, is not very much respected. So that's why somebody who is having a good quality, Sadgun, is more respected than just somebody who is a learned scholar. So Sadgun Maryada. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur talks about what are the good qualities. Is like somebody who is having a knowledge, renunciation and devotion. That is called as a Sadgun. And the qualities arise from the good things. So Titikshaya Karunya Maitriya Chakila Jantushu Samatvena Cha Sarvatma Bhagavan Samprasidati. So good qualities like a tolerance, mercy, friendship and equality are mentioned here. So if somebody cultivates these qualities, even Lord is pleased. Bhagavan Samprasidati. Lord is pleased by such a saintly qualities. And that's why he, that person who is having these good qualities, deserves a respect. The next ahead is a Varna Maryada, or a, the highest among the Varna is a Brahmana. So we should offer respect to the Brahmana. So Bhrigumuni was appointed to test who is the supreme. And he tested Brahmaji, Shiva, and then he comes to Lord Vishnu and he is on the chest of Lord Vishnu. He commits a corporal offense. It's like a biggest offense. So what was the Lord's response? Lord says, my dear Brahmana, immediately gets up. And Lord says, Lord Vishnu says, my dear Brahmana, it is the greatest fortune that you have come here. Please sit down and take a few minutes. Your feet must be very soft and my chest is very hard. So let me massage your feet. And Lord Vishnu started massaging feet of Bhrigumuni. So, and this is the section where Prabhupada quotes, one's greatness has to be estimated by one's ability to tolerate provoking situations. However the provoking situation is, but Lord didn't fail to give respect to a Brahmana like a Bhrigumuni. So that's a Varna Maryada. So even Lord Krishna respecting such a highest Varna, that's a Brahmana. More than a Varna is a Ashram Maryada, and the highest ashram is a Sannyas Ashram. So Sannyas is always respected, the highest renounce order. Yudhishthira Maharaj, when he was organizing Rajasya Yajna, all the services are assigned to everyone. There were many great sages and great rishis were invited for the Yajna. So Lord Krishna himself took upon the service of washing their feet, right? Serving such a great renounce orders. Mostly, we can consider that we are in the sannyasi, the highest renounce order. Srila Prabhupada also, once he wrote to the Tamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj, and he said that even if you see a Mayavadi sannyasi, offer them respect to obeisances. So that is a Ashram Maryada. That stands more than the Varna Maryada. And the last one, the most respect is deserved to, that's the last one, is a Bhakti Maryada. Bhakti Maryada is given a respect to the devotional service or to the devotees. Shukadeva Goswami when he walked into the assembly where all the great sages were sitting and Parikshit Maharaj was is waiting for these 7 days. So that time everybody respected Shukadev Goswami, offered him respect for his devotion, Bhakti Maryada. He says that Markandeya Muni and Parashar Muni, when there was an assembly of all the great sages discussing about Krishna Katha, Markandeya Muni, who is like a 7 kalpa old, he was chosen as a leader of assembly. And when he started, like they were discussing about Krishna Katha, the 7-year-old Parashar Muni comes in. But as soon as he comes in, all the great sages start offering obeisances. Even Markandeya Muni gets up from his seat and offers obeisances. And this could be very bewildering because he's just a 7-year-old. And here the Markandeya Rishi, who is a 7 kalpas old. But there he says, actually, how do we calculate age? Age is to be calculated how much time one spent remembering Krishna. So he considered Parashar Muni is a great exalted devotee. And that's why they offered him obeisances. That's a bhakti maryada. So, Lord says to Durvasa Muni, I am fully being controlled by devotee because he has no material desires and is completely attracted to me within the core of his heart. And Lord says, I have become the devotee of my devotee. So when Lord Krishna is giving such a respect to his devotees, how can we not give the respect to such a devotees? So is Krishna, Lord Krishna is sold out to his devotees for the love and service they are offered. And he says, no parayaham, I'm sold out. I'm so much indebted for their love and service. So just few minutes are left. If somebody has any comments or some reflections based upon this topic or any questions, we can take maybe one, if somebody has. So, just to summarize, in this verse, Krishna, Lord Krishna is bowing down to Bhishma Dev, and Lord Krishna is actually teaching by example, Yadyad Acharati Shastras. And what example to be followed and what example not to be followed. That means we should not do the imitation. And then we saw that how the respect is, respecting the instruction and the act. That is the Trinadapi Sunichena is the instruction. And here Lord Krishna is offering obeisances. So then we discuss about Bhaktivinoda Thakur's Chaitanya, from Chaitanya Shikshamrita, the 8 progressive levels of respect. That is, a respect should be offered to the first Naramaryada, to the human beings, and more than to the civilized beings, that is a Sabhyata Maryada, more to the Raja Maryada, to the somebody who is carrying post and position, more than that is for somebody who is a learned scholar, Divya Maryada, more than that is somebody who is a good qualities, Satguna Maryada, more than that is a Varna, and the highest Varna is Brahmana, and more than that is a highest ashram, that is a sannyas ashram. And more than all these things is somebody who carries a devotion or is a devotee of the Lord. That's the highest bhakti maryada as per Bhaktivinoda Thakur's Chaitanya Shikshamrita. And I'll just end with this one note where Prabhupada mentions when Narad Muni is coming to the assembly of Lord Shri Krishna and Lord Krishna offering him obeisances. There Prabhupada mentions, it's very interesting. Narada knew that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And Krishna knew that Narada was his devotee. But although Krishna is the Supreme Lord, Narada is the Lord's devotee, the Lord observed the religious etiquette of offering respects. Since Narada was a brahmachari, a brahmana, and an exalted devotee, even Krishna, while acting as a king, offered his respectful obeisances to Narada Muni. So there he says, he being an exalted devotee, Lord Krishna offers him respect. So Lord Krishna also respects his devotees. So, anybody has any questions or comments? Yes. Yes, Prabhu.
Thank you, Pradyumna Mishra Prabhu. for giving us such nice systematic understanding. Because you asked for a comment, I'm just sharing something. The last point which you mentioned, how Markandeya Muni respects Parashar Muni even though his age is less. So I remember this incident in Chaitanya Charitamrita, where the devotees who have come to Puri, they are leaving now. And Lord Chaitanya is meeting all the devotees. So there are three devotees in fact, Narahari Sarkar, Raghunandan and his father Mukunda Sarkar. And Lord Chaitanya asks Mukunda Sarkar, "So Mukunda, who is your father? Are you the father of Raghunandan or Raghunandan is your father?" So actually biologically Mukunda is the father of Raghunandan. But then Mukunda Sarkar tells Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, "Yes, actually my son Raghunandan, he is my father. Because of him, our whole family has become a devotee." And now the interesting point is, this incident is not just happening in Puri. This is an incident that happens in Bengal. Mukunda Sarkar is a physician to the royal king. So he's a very good physician, Vaidya. So one time what happens is, he is talking to the king and somebody brings a peacock feather fan for the king. And as soon as Mukunda, he sees that peacock feather fan, he remembers Krishna, he goes into ecstasy and he falls down from the high position where the king is sitting. Because he's talking to the king, he's at a higher platform. And the king does not understand what happens. So the king comes running down and wakes him up after some time. He comes back to consciousness. And Mukunda Sarkar understands what has happened because it has triggered off Uddipan of Krishna's remembrance. So the king asks him, "What happened to you?" And Mukunda Sarkar, you know, he is a devotee, but he gives a lie. He says, "Actually, I suffer from epilepsy." He does not accept that it was because of that peacock feather fan and I remembered Krishna. He says, "Epilepsy." And the most interesting thing is, this Muslim king, he understands what has happened. So it is mentioned that the king also understood that he is on such a high platform. Just by seeing a peacock feather fan, he fell down. And when you ask him, he is saying, "No, it is epilepsy." So the king also understood what has happened. Mukunda also understood what happened. But when Lord Chaitanya asks him, then Mukunda is saying, "Actually Raghunandan is my father because Raghunandan has made our whole family Krishna conscious." So I just thought that when we are talking about this maryada, it is that if you ask Raghunandan, Raghunandan will never say that I gave bhakti to my family. And Mukunda, he is on such a high platform, just by seeing a peacock feather fan he fell down. But he is saying, no, Raghunandan is my father. So all these devotees, they are really amazing. So we should not be judging Markandeya Rishi also. You know, Markandeya Rishi, he is in his own way exalted. So then it becomes very easy for us to decide mathematically. You know, it's very nice to say he's 7 kalpas old, he's 7 months old or 7 years old and then just see how he is young. But actually Markandeya Rishi could be in very deep humility saying that no, Parashar is more advanced. All these devotees, we don't know what is the relationship with the Lord. It appears that they keep glorifying each other. But somebody who glorifies another person, he is showing his greatness or his seniority by glorifying the other person. So I just thought I should mention this. Otherwise that 7 kalpas and 7 months is like a huge contrast. And then next time when we see a picture or when we are hearing a katha of Markandeya Muni, then we will say, "Oh, Markandeya Muni is junior because he himself accepted that he is junior. And Parashar Muni is already a great rishi because he gave birth to Vyas Rishi." So, you know, we should not get into that mathematics. It's very risky for all of us neophytes. For us, Markandeya Rishi is also worth glorifying. Vyasa Rishi, Parashar Rishi, Shukdev Goswami, anybody and everybody, you know, we are just struggling. Raghunandan, Mukunda Sarkar, his brother Narahari Sarkar, all of them are glorious. Gaurangere Sanghi Gane, Nitya Saddha, Kori Mane. We should not grade them. Thank you so much, Hare Krishna. Yeah,
thank you very much for that comment, Prabhuji. So, Prantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Jai Shri Prabhupada ki, Jai.
Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare.